I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style. Straight on the
side. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans a statement at noon Eastern to talk about his acquittal in the Senate at his impeachment trial. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says now,
the consequences of it in terms of the future are up to the voters of the country.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney, the only Republican to vote guilty.
The president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
Every Democrat voted to convict on both articles of impeachment. 96% of the votes reported from the Democrats' Iowa caucuses Monday. It's very close, virtual tie.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg is in the lead with Sanders trailing him. Buttigieg claimed victory before any of the data was released. Those incomplete results show Warren still in third place and former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Manchester, New Hampshire. The New Hampshire primary is this coming Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What?
You don't do that.
All right, what happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what? Showtime. And welcome to our happy studio here. Just after 6 o'clock, Rich Thomas in the house. That's the big deal of the day. Let's get
Rich
started.
Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
At about 2 minutes after, 6:02 here in just a second. By the way, our TV friends, the producer says, they are planning to do our regular thing at 6:40. I don't know if I'll be in here or not, but just want to let you know. So we have a tornado watch in effect until 12 noon, officially. I think the storms will be out of here by 12 noon. I don't think here, like for instance, here in the river region, I don't think there will be a tornado watch until 12 noon. But that watch that goes into Georgia all the way to the eastern Alabama and southern Alabama goes till 12 noon. Now, what's happening is, and there's the radar that you just pulled up in front of my face there, these line segments, and there's a really vivid one there from Coosa County all the way into Autauga County, and there's another one back behind it, are very slow moving. The line segments themselves are very slow moving, but the individual cells within them are moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. We haven't had a tornado warning since 4:30 this morning. That was in Wilcox County, but there were several during the night. We have at least one fatality to report, a fatality and an injury, and two manufactured homes destroyed. That was in the Marengo County area, in a rural area in Marengo County, and that happened in the wee hours of the morning. I wish I could tell you exactly what time it did, but there have been numerous warnings, and I think it's going to be a busy day for the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour and possible tornadoes as well. Then when the line passes your location, and by the way, there's a late start for a lot of schools, Montgomery County schools starting at 10 o'clock this morning, and that's understandable. And I think that at 10 a.m., the line has passed the river region, and this is a problem for east and southeast Alabama, and it could be a significant problem. They're in an enhanced severe weather risk in that part of the state. But then temperatures will start to fall. Right now, the current conditions are just amazing. Let me bring them back up in front of my face here. It is 76 degrees at Montgomery Regional Airport with a south wind at 17 knots would be about 21 miles per hour, gusting to, is that 33? Yeah, 33 knots.
I guess that.
36, 37 miles per hour gusting. Wow. And the dew point is 68 right now. Very juicy air mass out there. So the risk of showers even continues back behind this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. And then tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high around 54. Slight chance of a shower on Saturday. Saturday's high in the low 60s. And I think Sunday's a nice day with lots of sun and a high in the low 60s. We're all over the place. We're doing a live stream downstairs in the Weather Center. we're interrupting on the radio as we need to. I'll be in here as much as I can. I don't know if we'll do our regular thing. Probably we'll do our regular thing. I may not be part of your regular thing, though, this morning. But we are here covering this. And then on your weather app, if you go under a warning, take us to your safe place because you can watch our live stream in your safe place and hear what we're saying and all that kind of stuff as well. It's amazing what technology is today. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's 76 degrees now at 6:05.
I'm getting a lot of messages through Facebook and email about sound effects during Coast to Coast the last hour. I... Was Bailey up here?
Bailey, the poor hot dog.
No. And Fox News is really good about sound effects every once in a while, huh?
I don't know anything about that.
I think Chris Foster likes to hit the hotkeys.
B-S. Met Ron Boyd.
Have you seen
had a loud show yesterday afternoon. A loud show.
Well, there were a lot of people in the studio. I know that. Have we seen Jay yet this morning?
I have not seen Jay yet this morning.
Okay, I was just wondering. There's a lot of people in this building. We got some people. We roused some people up early. Rosie's here. Doing a great job.
Actually, I've heard from more people from outer space over the last hour. Aliens and all kinds of people like that. Checking in dark planets and all kinds of...
That's the lead into our show, huh?
Ominous things.
Yeah.
Where is my Kirk Douglas montage that I lovingly put in this morning?
Died at the age of 103.
What a life. Somebody said that was the last of the golden era of stars, but that's not true, because Olivia de Havilland is still around.
That's true, yeah.
And I think she's the same age, 103. But that, you know, for some of that, Kirk Douglas, who was so connected to Burt Lancaster, and in fact, I think the best movie Kirk Douglas ever made, and one that's still very pertinent today, is called 7 Days in May.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
A lot of intrigue.
Yeah, it seemed a little far-fetched maybe at the time, but in lieu of the events over the last couple of years, you absolutely realize, wow, that could be happening. But Lancaster's been gone for some time, so he kind of outlived all of his peers, and I wonder, that must be an odd feeling.
You got the Michael Douglas as his son, right?
And he's close to 70.
Yeah, he's getting up there, and then there's another generation back behind that, right? I mean, are they actors too? I wonder.
I don't know about
Michael.
I keep,
because you know what I get confused, the Emilio, the Esteveses, and the what's dad's name,
Charlie Sheen,
Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez. I get that family sometimes confused with the
have you seen that annoying prescription drug commercial with Martin Sheen?
Oh, yeah.
And these prices are outrageous.
And Charlie,
yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Whatever it is, Dad, that's it.
And then a woman says something about, oh, I got a West Wing moment.
You know, with all the millions of dollars you're making off West Wing reruns, I'm actually kind of surprised you're worried about a $70 pill.
Well, they must be getting paid really well, because a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are, you know...
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with making a living.
Yeah.
Actually, the pharmacist kind of steals that spot because she's having a West Wing moment.
I see.
And he looks kind of disgusted.
I'll be back with you in just a little while. I'm going to go check on some stuff.
All right, okay. I'm prepared to jump in and do an incredibly mediocre job with things like the timeline and all that stuff.
There you go.
I've been up here with...
I think the Hollies are on your song list this morning.
Oh, cool. Oh, then
is that
the
black one I think? Black dress.
All right. Black dress. I know exactly what I'm going to do with that one.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rich. We're going to get some local news. We got the William Tell Wake Up ahead, and we'll have an open thread on Facebook. If you experience or see any weather conditions or traffic conditions you would like on the radio, we'll be watching that all morning long. Looking for a little help from you today. Are you willing?
No.
You're not even going to help your...
No.
Is it because you're too busy?
No.
You just don't want to do it?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for nothing.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start classes at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Rich here, and let me talk to you about a consolidation loan from LightStream. Hey, let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity these days. And most of us just accept the high interest rate credit cards as a necessary evil. But here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Great testimonials continue to come in from some happy customers. Here's one. I heard about LightStream through a radio program advertisement. I'm so glad I had the courage to reach out and try their service. Top-notch customer support and service. Very streamlined process and no issues or regrets. And just for our listeners, you can apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to do it is go to lightstream.com/WACV. Again, that's lightstream.com/WACV. Do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/WACV for more information.
America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
On this land, on this soil, the most incredible dreams come true.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Our brightest discoveries are not yet known.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
The sun is still rising.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tornado watch in effect till 12. It's windy outside. Most of the heavy rain is still moving into the west at 6:13.
Break your butt up!
care about the environment, and I do everything I can. But I'm running out of things to recycle.
Then you should recycle your toilet paper.
That sounds disgusting.
What? You don't care about the planet?
No, I do. Tell me more.
Toilet paper manufacturing is killing the forests, so we all need to start reusing our toilet papers. Still with me?
So far.
Here's how it works.
Billy, hurry up in the bathroom, and don't forget to use the other side of the toilet paper your sister used.
Mom!
I'm trying to leave you a healthy planet, young man.
See?
Wow! Reusing toilet paper is the way to go! Less flushing, fewer dead trees? We'll save the planet in no time!
That's right. Tell your friends, or better yet, offer them your used toilet paper for them to recycle. They'll be glad you did.
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, I was going to do a story about a guy who ate nothing but dog food for a month and lost 30 pounds. We'll save that for a little bit later because the electrifying story of the day is the weather.
Yeah.
And if you look at the, look at those red strands, one after the other, like beads of braided red hair heading into the area. Did you get buffeted around in your car coming in this morning?
Did I get a what?
Buffeted around.
Buffeted around.
Buffeted by the wind.
Actually, no, not too bad. There was a point in between. So I take 31 when I come into Montgomery from Prattville, which is normally not a problem with traffic. And honestly, this morning was not a problem with traffic. However, there were patches. And I'm not talking about the song. There were patches of some intense rain. I know when I went over the bridge on 31, which is right there over the river, yeah. When I went over that river bridge, it hit you hard. And it hit you hard for maybe a stretch of less than a mile, and you were out of it. And then you drive for maybe another 2 miles, and you'd hit another patch. So
most of that stuff has been in west of 65 and in Autauga County this morning. But these storms are moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. So, yeah, they'll be quick, but that also means they can...
You may not run into that this morning on your drive because it's moving very fast.
Look at that. Yeah, it's this stuff that's coming. It's right now, it's just west of Selma. So that'll be moving a little bit later. Schools starting postponed in Montgomery County till 10.
Yeah, that's also in Autauga County as well. Schools will postpone opening until 10 a.m. This morning.
Anybody that has information on closings or anything like that, we would welcome your participation at 272-9228.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it. Of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man.
It's also the same guy that did Stroking, right?
It is, Clarence Carter, yes.
I'd rather be playing Stroking.
He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money.
For some reason in the 60s, we loved these stories like Patches and Honey and all these dreary ballads that told these sad stories about people dying and stuff. We don't have time for that in our lives. I, by the way, am still you, too. Going through what we're going through, I think
mornings are tough for me.
When I went to the ER yesterday morning, I swear it made me sickerer.
Sickerer?
Yeah.
And Leon's getting larger.
Right there with
set the
patches. So the other bad thing about this weather is that it will come up on us very, very quickly.
It will. And it's not going to linger, but it's going to come and go quick.
Yeah.
But it's just going to keep doing that throughout the day.
So we're starting a thread on Facebook. If you, by the way, I did get a message.
Sounds like you just got one now.
From Wendell on a traffic situation.
Yeah, there's a nasty one going on. What did he say? He sent us a message.
I'm getting it.
Yeah.
85 southbound at Jackson, two 18-wheelers. Got to get in the right two lanes to get past the accident. Multiple emergency vehicles are on the scene, and traffic is backed up to the Ann Street area.
Yeah.
And building from there. And we'll visit with him in the traffic dungeon here in just a second. At 20 minutes after the hour, let Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto keep your car in good working order. It's so nice to never have to think about where to take the car for any kind of mechanical need, whether it's just the basics, oil change, tire rotation. At Don Duncan, they not only do all of those things, they run a diagnostic check, top off all your fluids. If you're one of those people like me that forgets to put your windshield washer in, they'll make sure you leave with a full tank. And they also vacuum out your car as a way of saying thanks for choosing us. They also honor repair insurance policies. So if you own one of those and your car needs work, bring it to Don Duncan. And for accommodation, when it comes to, that's the biggest reason people's cars get into mechanical issues. Not lack of service, no service. And then not until something major happens. They try to make that process easy for you by taking you back home to work, picking you back up, getting you back with your car, whatever it takes, just ask so they can make sure that your car gets the service it needs and you are able to keep your schedule the way you need to keep it. Three locations serving Prattville and Millbrook, from Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, perfect if you work for the government, and Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. At 6:21, Skipper's ready. We'll visit with him. And then the timeline for the 6th of February coming up next.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident, I-85 southbound at Jackson Hospital. Two 18-wheelers have got together. We've got emergency vehicles on the scene, paramedics. Watch out as you pass by. You'll need to be in the two right-hand lanes. Traffic is moving, but it's very slow, and we're already backed up to Ann Street and backing up. If you can use an alternate route into downtown, that might be advised this morning if you're coming in on 85 southbound. We got a lot of traffic everywhere this morning. I think people are trying to get in early or something to beat these storms that are coming in. We've got rain overnight. We've got some ponding in places. Very bad driving conditions this morning, so please use caution. Keep it here for more updates. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything that you bring in for a trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-pattied. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
In all seriousness, I was just outside and it looked to me, first of all, the clouds were like low-hanging fruit because there's enough daylight
right. So
you can really see them. They're really low. And I was watching cars on 85 behind the building, and the clouds were moving faster than the cars.
Oh, gosh.
I am not making that up, not exaggerating. Yeah. So, see, at 6:25, with the timeline for the 6th of February, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
37th day of the year, 328 days are left, and this year is toast.
Oh!
On Canadian Maple Syrup Day. What's wrong with the maple syrup we got?
No.
Pepperidge Farms. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day, and it's National Chopsticks Day. If there was only chopsticks in this world, I would weigh,
believe it or not,
99 pounds.
As awkward as I am with a fork and a spoon, mm-hmm. I do pretty well with chopsticks.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's fingers.
1861, Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. Delegates from South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana convened to establish the Confederate States of America. The first capitol is the same building, which is now our state capitol on Dexter. Looks amazingly similar in pictures today. They call it Goat Hill because there used to be a hill there with goats. On this date in 1895, Babe Ruth, born in Baltimore. Not the only person of fame born today. 1911, Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, born in Tampico, Illinois. 88 years ago in 1935, Monopoly went on sale. For the first time, over 6 billion little greenhouses have been constructed since Monopoly was introduced. The first Monopoly game is still going.
Yeah.
68 years ago, 1952, King George VI died in his sleep. That immediately elevated his daughter, Elizabeth, to the throne as the new Queen of England. Her official coronation wasn't until 16 months later. But she was young at that time. 1965. You never close your eyes anymore. You've Lost That Love and Feeling by Righteous Brothers peaks at number one. Bet you thought we were playing the song, didn't you? 49 years ago in 1971, astronaut Alan Shepard hit the first golf ball on the moon. He used a 6-iron, and the ball flew about 300 yards. Now our song of the day. We turn the Wayback Machine back to 1972. I was supposed to point at you.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. This intro has more hooks than a tackle box. Here's the first hook right here. When I think of the Hollies, I think of Graham Nash, but he had left the Hollies for Crosby, Stills, and Nash 4 years before this monster hit. And in fact, the Hollies had some of their biggest hits after Graham Nash left the group. Another hook here. Here comes that long, cool woman. She's wearing a black dress. The Hollies on your timeline in the middle of a tornado watch.
This has such a Creedence sound to it.
Yeah, that's
you are correct, sir.
Especially the vocals.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll let this part go here, right here. so that was not Graham Nash. He had nothing to do with that song. 1982, Centerfold. Boy, what a great song that is. Yeah. J. Geil's band peaks at number one. We got to do that again. 22 years ago in 1998, Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys died. He died with lung cancer. He was only 51. Second to die. Now, remember, Dennis Wilson died in 83. He was drunk and drowned jumping off a boat into the Pacific. 1998, Washington National Airport, renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport. It's a fun airport to fly into.
I always liked it. And it's great view, too.
If you're a pilot, though, there's very strict rules of how you approach it and the whole deal. On this date in 1998, Falco died in a terrible traffic accident in the Dominican Republic. He was 40, best known for Rock Me Amadeus. You know, Dominican Republic and cars and accidents are notorious.
How many baseball players? I think three
have
in
died.
The last years have died.
Yeah. Wow. 14 years ago in 2006, Britney Spears was photographed illegally driving around Malibu with her infant son, Sean Preston, sitting in her lap. Can't do that. 2014, Jay Leno ends his time on The Tonight Show. 2018, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, launches Falcon Heavy, the world's most powerful rocket. Now, we got some birthdays. Charlie Heaton is 26. He's from Stranger Things. Rick Astley. The guy who's never going to give you up, he's 54 today.
We should Rickroll today.
Axl Rose, 58. Dead or alive, Fabian?
Alive.
He is alive. He's 77. Tom Brokaw is the big 8-0 today.
That's high.
Captain B.J. Honeycutt from MASH, named Mike Farrell, is 81.
Yeah, I was going to guess.
In the Dearly Department of File, we already mentioned Babe Ruth and Ronald Reagan's birthday. Bob Marley would have had a birthday. He would have been 74 today. 9 days till Valentine's Day. The first preseason MLB game is 16 days away. The time change in 30 days, spring in 41 days, and SEC football in 215 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, I was trying to get the Rickroll ready for you. I was going to come right out of the little jingle there at the end with it.
But, never gonna give you.
I think this is, I don't think it's this is the song. I think it's got something to do with weight loss.
Oh.
But it's still the immortal Rick Astley celebrating a birthday today.
I love fat.
Service in Birmingham has issued a flash flood warning for Talladega County, Northwestern Randolph County, Eastern Chilton County, Calhoun County, Shelby County, Southeastern St. Clair County, Cleburne County, Coosa County, Clay County, until 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 6:26 a.m. Central Standard Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Up to 3 inches of rain have already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to continue or begin shortly. Hazard, flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source, radar indicated. Impact, flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses as well as other drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flooding include Alabaster, Anniston, Pelham, Oxford, Talladega, Sylacauga, Bell City, Jacksonville, Calera, Chelsea, Clanton, Montevallo, Childersburg, Piedmont, Columbiana, Heflin, Jemison, Lineville, Ashland, and Wilsonville. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible in the warned area. Turn around, Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles.
Over a high around 62, and right now 76 degrees, with the winds gusting anywhere from 22 to 36 miles per hour out at the airport at the moment at 635.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, what is our TV topic?
I have no idea. I didn't even look today.
I did. Hang on.
Wait a minute. That was what we did yesterday, the 10 things we're confident cooking without a recipe.
Did I get one yesterday? Wait a second. Yeah, here it is. The top things that bug us while watching TV.
Well, could you send that on, please? I'll grab this call.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. It's Bo Holt.
Bolt.
Sorry. Morning.
Just wanted to say we completely missed Rich's weather because the National Weather Service preempted you to tell us about St. Clair and Anniston flooding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't.
We have no idea when it's happening.
We don't know.
It's also the law.
That's why I called to let you know if you wanted to recap it, if y'all have time on the schedule. But otherwise, y'all be safe today.
I appreciate that, Bolt. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, so I mean, tornado watch till noon. I think the next couple of hours are going to be busy. Let's say through 9:30-ish here in central Alabama, and I hate to throw out times, but and then after that, the threat, and a pretty significant threat, shifts into east and southeast Alabama. After the cold front passes your location, the temperature will drop. We're in the mid-70s now. We'll be in the mid-50s this afternoon, and that's your weather recap.
And again, the amazing thing about this, the low-hanging sky and the speed, when you look up and realize how fast it's moving.
Look at that backup there on the interstate.
All right, that's 85 heading into downtown near Jackson Hospital. Stay in the right lanes to get through that. That's where the big slow. In fact, let's go down and check in with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 southbound right at Jackson Hospital. If you're headed into downtown, you'll need to be in the two right-hand lanes of 85 south to get by this. Traffic is moving, but it's already backed up past Ann Street, and that's going to get worse as the morning goes on. We're picking up more and more cars all around the city this morning. A little rain overnight. There's slick places, water standing. Please buckle up and drive carefully. Got no other accidents to tell you about at this time, but it is busy out there already, so please be careful. When you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans a statement at noon Eastern to talk about his acquittal in the Senate at his impeachment trial. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says now,
the consequences of it in terms of the future are up to the voters of the country.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney, the only Republican to vote guilty.
The president is guilty.
What a bunch of crap.
Abuse.
That is bullcrap.
Trust.
Every Democrat voted to convict on both articles of impeachment. 96% of the votes reported from the Democrats' Iowa caucuses Monday. It's very close, virtual tie.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg is in the lead with Sanders trailing him. Buttigieg claimed victory before any of the data was released. Those incomplete results show Warren still in third place and former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Manchester, New Hampshire. The New Hampshire primary is this coming Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
All right, we're going to sit and wait for our connection with the gang at Alabama Rising on CBS 8 and ABC.
I'm glad it's a little quiet and I could sit here for a little while. I've got one at the very beginning that I want to share with Ryan.
Please do.
Yeah, about people.
He and I are still, like, dragging at about 50 or 60%, so you're the healthiest of the three.
Well, no, I'm the most coffeeed up of the three.
Oh.
God almighty, if they had that in an IV.
I was hitting the hard stuff this morning with the Diet Coke early.
Oh, yeah?
Rising.
Out of all the things that could run a good TV show, could the biggest deal breaker be how to watch it?
A recent survey found the number one TV watching annoyance is when other people talk while you're trying to watch a show. The top other things are people talking through it, too many commercials, getting a phone call, and ooh, spoilers.
All right, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, how about this one, Ryan, on a severe weather morning? I know you've been through this. I've been through this. Everybody in our business has been through this. You just interrupted my show, and it's not even my county that's under a warning. You know, I mean, these people are saying, I don't care about this tornado on the ground. It's not my county. You know,
I actually have a clip in our system.
In the world, you break in over Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Masters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But Dancing with the Stars people and those Bold and the Beautiful people.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, you can't forget soap operas.
We used to have a problem.
They want to know when they're going to get the latest update.
Yeah, we used to have.
And the rest of us are the old and the crotchety by the
We used to have a problem over at that other station where if you went into Days of Our Lives. Oh, my gosh. It was like the switchboard melted.
Yeah, well, it'll be their regret when they get sucked into the sky because they were more concerned about whether Aunt Minnie was going to divorce Uncle Remus.
Yeah,
you know,
we would have to say, we've stopped the show and we're going to continue it right where we left off. But anyway.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either.
Uncle Remus?
I don't have an Uncle Remus.
It sounds like this annoys you.
Yeah, a little bit.
It should be on the list with these other annoyances.
You might have been the one that wrote the survey just so you could include that this morning.
Yeah, well, I feel better now that I got that off my chest. What else?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You get a phone call. Now you can hit a pause button
right.
And stop.
That's true.
And it'll pick up right where it left off, which is, you know,
when,
one of the...
When you and I were growing up, though, you have to watch the show as it comes
or
out.
Wait 6 months to see it in a rerun,
that's
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are the good old days.
I hate when someone calls me and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And I reply with... Oh, I'm watching my show.
Yeah.
And they continue to talk.
Right.
If I wasn't busy, I'd say, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing fine, but I specifically told you. They're like, oh, okay. No, that doesn't mean that you can continue to talk about whatever irrelevant thing.
Don't answer the phone. I just text back, hey, I'm watching my show.
But what
alone.
If it's my mom?
Right. Well,
mom
that's...
Mom understands. Mom's
you better talk
show.
To her.
She doesn't.
We like Mama Brooks.
And that's why I answer, okay? But I'm
Mama
saying...
Mama Brooks. Mama Brooks.
Hey, can I do it?
Probably watching right now. I'm going to get a text message right after this.
I want to interrupt this show.
Yes.
I want to interrupt this show because we have somebody watching this show from a hospital bed, Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Oh, yeah.
To wish her well
hey,
and
Rush.
Good day today, hon.
Yeah.
She's watching us.
I hope she's not
you
in pain.
To her.
Andrew.
That was Ryan.
That was Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Let the record show that was Ryan Stinnett.
Let the record
I love
show.
Mrs. Ritterbuttle. I wonder why I was
approach the bench.
Weather updates today. You put her in the hospital.
Adding this to the list of annoyances.
Right.
What about spoilers?
What?
Everyone has that one person at work who, when you say like, "Oh, I just started blah blah, blah show." And they blurt out what happened at the end of season 3's finale.
Are you writing an autobiography? He's been talking about this show. What's the show you're watching now? Outlander?
I have not given away any spoilers
yes,
on that
I know,
show.
But I feel like I don't need to watch it because I just know
but
there's drama going
I'm
on
giving,
in this
giving
season.
You a tease.
I guess. I've not been inclined to go ahead and watch it. I'm like, if it's got Andrew on edge like this, I don't need
what
it.
What is the etiquette, though? What is the etiquette on how long you have to wait before you can say something about a show?
Well, first off, you ask the person if they watched the show.
Yeah, we had this subject before.
That's true.
Yeah. Find out from the person where they, you know, who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Don't care about that. Like they're just itching to know. Like, well, have you seen it? Oh, well, then you probably don't know that this person died.
You just said
I
don't know.
I just told you. Yeah. You were just gonna blurt that out anyway.
Back during the Game of Thrones heyday, we used to have recaps that aired on Monday, but
yes.
Rich wasn't able to watch it.
Right.
On
so,
Sunday.
So I would cover my ears.
So he would have to cover his ears and not listen to it.
Now a friend of mine about Picard says. Don't even say anything about it. I said, I didn't say anything last week. He said, yes, you did. You said, you're going to love it.
Picard, is he with the Federation
that's
of Planets?
That's a spoiler?
He wants to form his own opinion.
That's right. Yeah.
Here's the solution. Watch reruns. You don't have to worry about spoilers or interruptions.
Hey, we do that anyway. Yeah. I don't think I've caught a live show past 5 p.m. in a minute, so works for me.
Look at solving guys. The world's problems one TV show at a time, you guys. Have a great one. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, stay safe. What did I do to her?
Yeah. This is an hospital. Greg, what did you do?
I'm going to go to that other place.
Yeah, that...
Are you going to go down to...
I got to see what's going on.
Well, we're going to come back with a little montage of Kirk Douglas's greatest hits and a few other things in the cheap and trashy. Well, at least I got a 3 hearts from Roz for the shout-out.
No, I'm good.
You know why she's in? Because I'm too good to her. Well, I mean, I think I treat
You're very good to her.
Yeah. I shouldn't have to explain that. We are at 6:45. I do want to run down and take a quick look, see what conditions are behind us. And again, 85 southbound into downtown. There's two tractor trailers that are knotted up down by Jackson Hospital. Stay to the right, or better yet, you'd probably be better off cutting over to Atlanta Highway to get into downtown on this particular day because the backup is already a couple of miles deep. 6:45.
On plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Be, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hollywood lost the legend yesterday. By the way, it is 6:48. I did not get to go down and look at the sky. Bailey, it's just me and Bailey for the moment. Jay is out solving a technical problem. Earlier today, I wanted to play this for you. It's just a montage of some of Kirk Douglas's greatest hits.
Oh, no. You're going to be a good little girl. Because if you aren't, I'll put you in the hospital for a long, long time. Don't be here when I come out.
There's nothing we can do anymore. Now go on home, all of you. Circus is over.
Get that look off your face. Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like?
Get those fine clothes dirty with the blood and sweat of dying runners. Then come here and lecture me about Christianity. Hypocrite! Hypocrite!
Let's have a drink and talk it over.
You're afraid, you cobarde.
Never call a man that, no matter what, never do it. I might kill you for calling me a thing
like that.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
All men lose when they die. All men die, but a slave and a free man lose different things.
They both lose life.
Free man dies, he loses the pleasure of life. Slave loses pain. Death is the only freedom a slave knows.
And Cory Booker, you are not Spartacus. Kirk Douglas, passing away at the age of 103. Can't complain about a life that full. Good scenes in the movie. The topic is kind of dicey. It's the one with Bryan Cranston about the writer that was blacklisted. Can't remember it off the top of my head. But the guy that played Kirk Douglas and decided to break the blackout of the writers who had been blacklisted by the what's his name? God, I am shot this morning. The Wisconsin and McCarthy Committee and all the communists and all that kind of stuff. Kirk Douglas was the actor who stood up and said, I'm going to use these people. I need them to make the movie good. And one of them was Spartacus. In other cheap and trashy news today, and I again apologize for the addle-headedness this morning. Things that 40 things that turned 35 this year. These are the following items that are celebrating their 35th birthday. Back to the Future. In fact, I think TCM is having some kind of a special showing on that around the country in select theaters, probably the Capri here. New Coke, which was a disaster. We Are the World, that was 35 years ago. WrestleMania 1, 35 years ago. Pictionary hit the scene 35 years ago. The Titanic was discovered, the wreckage of the Titanic discovered 35 years ago. And just before they found it, a guy who writes pretty good readable books, novels, named Clive Cussler, wrote a book called Raise the Titanic. And the whole idea was to put these giant balloons into the wreckage of the ship, inflate the balloons, and then float it. But when the wreckage was actually discovered, it was in two pieces, which kind of gutted the theory of that book. The worst song of all time, Starships, We Built This City, that's 35 years ago. I don't think it's the worst song of all time. It's got plenty of competition. Maybe we should spend some time looking for it this afternoon. The Nintendo Entertainment System and Super Mario Brothers, 35. And where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, 35? Blockbuster stores and more. It's really an impressive list as we enter 2020. Let's see. The Chiefs Super Bowl celebration got off to kind of a crazy start with a car chase. Here's some audio.
It looks like a gray sedan with potentially a flat tire speed pass.
There was a chase that began here just at the beginning of the parade route.
Look at all the police cars.
There's the look car? Right there. Look
looks
at that.
Like the smashed on the side. Oh, my goodness. And yep, and definitely at least one tire was flat. Looks like they're trying to box that car in. So dangerous. Oh, my goodness.
Look how many people along the side of the parade route here. Gosh, that's happening right in the middle of it.
Good grief. All right, several police cars trying to trap that car right now. We have not heard yet how it started. Look at the police officers running that direction. The smoke now coming after they spun that car out, a spin move to get it to stop.
That wasn't it, though. After the police chase, a guy with a naked rear end fell out of a tree. And with his butt fully exposed. Patrick Mahomes electrified the crowd by catching a beer that was tossed his way and chugging it, and then pouring another one into the mouth of tight end Travis Kelce. In San Francisco, guess how many people showed up at the airport to greet the 49ers on their return?
I don't know how many.
These many.
Five?
Five people met the 49ers flight at the airport to thank them for, hey, you got us to the Super Bowl, you didn't win, but good season. That's San Francisco. They out there, they could have at least done a 21-thump salute. Michael Jordan had almost passed on signing with Nike. His former agent says he almost didn't sign with them. He didn't know anything about Nike. He didn't like the shoes, didn't want to go to the meeting. Shoe wasn't that great at the time. And then it turned into a beautiful thing. And here's who America thinks will win at the Oscars. From a Fandango poll, Parasite. Have you, you said you saw that.
I haven't. No, I have not. I have not. I have not seen Parasite. I have access to it, but I can't. I don't know. What I don't have access to is the subtitles because it's a Korean film. I say it's Korean. It may be Japanese. I'm not exactly sure.
No, it is.
Sure.
It's Korean.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't have access to the subtitles, so there's no point in me watching it. It showed at the Capri about a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And I could have gone there to see it, but I didn't.
1917 came in second place. It won the Golden Globe. I would like to see it win this.
It's got a good, I mean, yeah, it's got some momentum.
Joker came in third place for Best Picture.
Got some momentum as well, or at least the actor does.
Now, this is the fan vote, of course. Best actor, Joaquin Phoenix with Joker. And he actually played the part at in one of those green rallies by making a speech that said, you know, sometimes I just got to take a private jet. Good picture yesterday of Elizabeth Warren getting off a private jet and then hiding behind her chubby campaign aide so that nobody would see that she was, you know, leaving a big carbon footprint in her endlessly annoying run for president. Best actress, Saoirse Ronan? Little Woman.
The Little Woman movie?
Yeah. She got the top fan vote, followed by Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story and Renee Zellweger for Judy. Seems like I have not seen the movie, but Renee Zellweger did a pretty good job in that film. And John Cougar Mellencamp is all in for Mighty Might Mike Bloomberg. As we close in on 7 o'clock, now we'll have a chance to go down and take another look at the sky as the rain. In fact, let me just quickly
take a look at the radar.
Things are going to be changing very, very rapidly, not only in the speed these things are moving from southwest to northeast. Yeah, look at that. It is. There's a big, heavy line just to the northwest cutting through Autauga in the Millbrook. And there's a wide band of red just behind that. That's the stuff that's going to, I think I saw Skipper was aptly pointing out, a lot of people actually went to work early today to beat this stuff and not have to be caught in it during rush hour, although Montgomery County Schools not opening till 10 o'clock this morning. Mr. Electric brought you that electrifying information earlier today. When you need an install, repair, or you'd like to talk to them about one of those Generac systems that Rich has, if you lose power, it cuts on and off seamlessly. You don't have to start anything, have to hit any buttons. If the neighborhood loses power, whether it's a storm situation, tree falls on a wire, your power supply is immediately restored, and for your entire home. This is a really top-notch system and certainly worth looking into if you never want to have to experience the inconvenience of a prolonged power outage. Mr. Electric can put it in, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. You'll love the certified master electricians that have teamed up there, the upfront pricing they offer on whatever work it is you need done, and their expertise. Always, always get the best when it comes to any type of electrical work. Mr. Electric is your choice locally. 657, Skipper's ready. We'll have Fox News, and then we'll be back. Random facts in between showers and thunderstorms and whatever warnings come up. You'll hear them as they occur.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident, I-85 southbound, right behind Jackson Hospital. You'll need to be in the two right lanes to get past it. Traffic is moving past this accident. They've got wreckers on the scene clearing it right now. They've got one 18-wheeler left there trying to get it out of the road. Traffic is backed up past Ann Street, so use caution. If you can take an alternate route, you might do that. We're seeing a lot of traffic on the roads this morning. The Boulevard busy at all the major intersections. Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road into downtown busy, as well as I-65 and 85. Use caution wherever you're traveling this morning and keep it here for traffic updates. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50%.